We're going to do it live. Oh, hi. Here we are. We're doing it live. It's Realities May Vary, the podcast that does it live.
Why do you keep saying we're doing it live? We always do it live.
I know, but I like that's an old case or Bill O'Reilly. Since we're going to be talking about Lil Fox, there was a viral video where we're doing it live.
So I remember that.
We're doing it live. Hi, I'm Brian Noonan. That's Cody Goff. How are you?
I'm tight. Tonight we got a lot on the big news day. Big news day. Tucker Carlson, Don Lemon, Bed Bath & Beyond, Aaron Rodgers. That's just the tip. That's what she said. Then, or at some point, because we don't actually do things in order, Cody did a road trip to Kansas City. Kansas City, yeehaw! And we'll talk about what that was like, the ups and downs. Brian's got a lot on the thing. I almost said Roger because apparently he's.
Oh, we got a Roger update.
We got a Roger update.
A jolly Rogering.
Yes. And Brian also is about to celebrate an anniversary, which is very nice. And he's also acting as a caretaker right now. After a post following a surgery of a family member. And we'll see how. Yeah, that's gone. But first, our 5 minute, 30 second check-in, and I haven't even started drinking yet. So
I know you are out of a cannon. You are shot out of a because you've been in a car with children. So give us your update. How are you?
Oh man, I am. I'm doing just great. It was hard to get going this week at the work. You know, working remotely. It's just came back from a trip. A lot of hours in the car. You know. It's an eight hour drive plus stops for kids.
Yeah.
And so that was all done yesterday. So yesterday was a big car day. But I'm fine. I mean, I'm doing well. It's not an exciting week in the Goff household. It's totally generic and normal, but it's exciting to just be around,
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
How about you? How are you?
Fine. I guess as fine as anybody can be. So yeah, there's not. It'll tie into what I'm talking about later. There got to a point where I was just, I have to go home, and so I just came home.
From what?
From work? My mom's.
Oh, the caretaking stuff.
The caretaking stuff. So I'm fine. I have travails and thoughts. That's what.
Well, between
that should be the new name of the podcast, Travails and Thoughts.
No, it should be Straight Jacket. Not only because we each deserve one, because I'm gonna crack open a Revolution Brewing Straight Jacket, Brewing in downtown Chicago.
I was gonna say it's downtown Chicago, and also you did that accent for Kansas City. I've spent a lot of time in Kansas City. That is not the accent in Kansas City.
Well, they're
not part of Appalachia
yet.
They would have to move far east, not to like the Orient, but far east in the country to be part of Appalachia.
I'm sorry. Are you being geophobic? That's not geophobic. Yeah.
A gatekeeper. Wokey Jones. What does that mean?
You don't have to move to be part of Appalachia as long as Kansas City.
Technically you do. You have to be in Appalachia to be Appalachian.
As long as Kansas City identifies as Appalachian, we need to respect that. Okay.
Do we?
That's the way it is. I don't make the rules.
I listen to Kid Rock when it comes to respecting others. And, I'm going to have to take issue. I think if Kansas City wants to be in Appalachia, you gotta go.
Nope.
Gotta go over to Tennessee or something.
Nope. No, that's called gatekeeping, Brian.
Cody, here's something you're gonna learn about me.
Okay.
I don't know what all this the corporate buzzwords and political nomenclature mean. I deal in common sense. That's what I deal in.
You're more of a political yesmanclature.
No, I don't. I don't yesman either. And I don't yes and. I'm not a yes and clature. That's why I'm bad at improv.
Sounds like you got three bags full.
Yes, sir, I do. But if I was going to St. Ives and I met a man with seven wives, every wife had seven sacks, and every sack had seven cats, every cat had seven kittens. Kits, cats, sacks, wives. How many were going to St. Ives?
There was an old woman from Venus whose body was shaped
There once was a man from Nantucket.
Oh, I bet there was.
Yeah. All right. Well, where do we begin? You came in hot. You're very big on current events today. Let's cover the current events, and then we'll go into our various personal stories.
Yeah, we can get topical. I actually wrote jokes.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you really must have been bored at work today.
I was not.
This is nice. You're prepped, so I'm going to go lay down.
Here we go. Listen to this.
I'm listening.
More like fired Carlson. Am I right?
I read the first report. They decided to part company. The two, the company and Tucker both decided, which is corporate speak. You've been part of corporate speak before when you've decided to part company, haven't you?
Yeah.
Never was your part of the decision.
No, I have more jokes.
Yeah, more please. Like,
all right. More like fired lemon, am I right?
That sounds, I like it. It sounds similar to the other one.
Mm. All right, try this one.
All right.
More like Aaron Jets, am I right?
Like Aaron Jets. Okay.
Because Aaron Rodgers got
Yeah, I know. I get where the reference is going. I'm working hard on figuring it out.
Yeah, how about this one? More like Bed Bath & Beyond and out of money, am I right? There we go.
I would have checked. Can I give you a little constructive criticism?
Mm-hmm.
I would have gone more like Bed Bath & Beyond Hope, am I right?
Oh, I thought you were going to go the other way. More like Bed Bath & Broke or more like Bed Bath & Bankrupt?
Oh, I like both of those are good too. Why didn't you choose one of those?
Because they were better than the one I settled on. And
these are you're reading your jokes right off Twitter that you wrote. Oh wait, you had this one more like Bed Bath and Bankrupt. Am I right?
Classic Cody. I'm A/B testing to see the reaction of these. Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was funny because Don Lemon wrote some tweet bitching about like. Ew, the executives didn't even invite me to a meeting to tell me.
Fired.
Did you see CNN's reply?
No. What did CNN say?
That was actually
still fired.
I think so. Don Lemon.
Don Lemon's statement is inaccurate. He was offered the opportunity to meet with management, but instead released a statement on Twitter. All right. Well, see ya.
Yeah. So, all right. So to fill everybody in, Tucker Carlson got
Hold
fired.
Hold on. Can we, before, because Mike asked a good question, before, since you brought up Twitter and you were on Fuego on Twitter today, we were stripped of the one thing that my daughter thought made me cool.
Yeah.
My verification, which is dumb because all it was, you know, we did, I'll be honest, we did exploit it a little bit. We liked to be verified. We enjoyed being verified. Just because we're dumb. We loved it. Because really all it was to make sure you were who you said you were. That's all the verification was at the beginning. But then it got some cachet and some fake status. And, you know, Molly and her friends, when she was in college and high school, thought it was the coolest thing that I was verified. Even though it meant nothing. Except that sometimes corporations would return my angry DMs.
Yeah, they'd always return it.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm annoyed. This sounds dumb, but it was an online status symbol. And it like in the community of Twitter, it did separate you from the masses. It was a special thing. It was, it made you more recognizable and there was a clout to it that was real. It sounds dumb, but if you spent enough time on the platform, like you could get replies from people. You could reach out to strangers. The corporations would pay more attention to you. Like you really did get treated better. It was like a first class citizen.
Because they knew you weren't trolling. They knew who you were.
Mm-hmm.
There was something that said, oh, this person, you know, they look at our bios and they go, oh, this person is who they say they are.
And in some cases, important.
Yes.
Like,
in our case.
Yeah, well, you know, I booked a lot of people on radio and podcasts through Twitter.
Right.
And let me tell you, after the check mark was a lot, I got a lot, pretty much higher response rate than before.
That's
before
right.
The check, so.
And now I'm
SOL. Considering paying for it for like a month just to see if it actually makes a difference in like what, you know, how people engage with me.
Yeah, but see, before, if you had it, it was legit. Now it's, if you have a phone number and $8, it's, so they it really shows that there is nothing to it now.
But there might be some algorithmic stuff, or who they, you know, promote accounts to, or how much they...
Yeah, but then Elon just trolled people who had criticized them by leaving their check marks.
Yeah, I mean...
So this is all a weird game of stupidity with
it. It's a weird game. I don't know. I'm mildly curious. So I'm considering right, $8 isn't that much.
Enjoy yourself. Yeah, listen. For me, I'm not paying $8. See, I should have been protesting that a lot longer ago. Maybe Elon would have let me keep my check mark. Yeah. I don't think I'm big enough. I'm not Stephen King or LeBron.
I don't know. Ken had a great comment. Dead Bath and Beyond.
I like that one. Marta says Bed Bath and the Great Beyond.
Oh, like good.
Vice of Miami podcast has an interesting question. Does BBB get to claim 10% less of debt since they have a coupon? Only if they use the coupon before April 26th, because that is the last day their coupons will be honored.
Yikes.
So, you know, that makes sense, though. Makes sense.
So I guess to recap for people whose head is in the sand like mine usually is.
Yeah, people are very excited that you actually followed the news today.
I spend too much time in between tasks and in the bathroom on Twitter. Yeah, Tucker Carlson got and his producer got fired by Fox News. It was a firing. He didn't know about it till today. That's funny. Don Lemon got fired from CNN, I guess, because is he a perv? Is he a perverted? Is he a pedophile? What is he?
No. Oh, please.
I'm asking. Don't, I don't remember. No, I thought it was something sexual. I didn't accuse no, there anyone was some, of anything. I was asking.
I think there was some accusations of impropriety, but just hard guy to work with, and you know.
All right. So he's an asshole. Cool. All right.
Yeah, and that's okay. There's a lot of assholes.
I don't like him anyway. So.
Well, that's good, but you can't make out.
I didn't.
Claims.
I literally asked you, and you just said no.
I just said no. That is not true.
I knew it was there was a sexual thing, and sometimes that's one of them, and that wasn't. That's fine.
Yeah, that's.
I am anyway.
Well, you sound like me arguing with my mom about the church yesterday. But go ahead.
We're gonna get into that, and then and then what happened? Bed Bath & Beyond filed for bankruptcy.
So, what do you think about the Tucker Carlson firing?
I don't care. I mean, like,
Think it was. Do you think it was secretly part of the Dominion, settlement, or do you think it's just that, you know, Rupert's looking at the bottom line, going, "I can't afford any more of this stupidity, and this guy won't listen to me, so I'm going to get rid of him."
No, my my friend found a link from the LA Times that suggested perhaps that some of Tucker's, because, you know, a bunch of text messages from employees came out during that lawsuit thing.
Yes.
And apparently there were some disparaging or less than complimentary things said about management. And my friend's commentary on that was, there's exactly one person at Fox you cannot survive pissing off. He's 93 years old.
Yes, because he owns Rupert Murdoch. The company. Right. Yes.
So
I think his deal.
I think the rumor is that he like talked trash about Rupert Murdoch and he was just like, yeah, he's fired. I don't know. I don't know or care. My only question is, will he be more dangerous now? Because, like, it's illegal. I presume it's illegal to go on the news. Walk through this thought experiment with me.
All right, I'm walking through it.
Tell me if I'm wrong. You know broadcast law better than me.
Sure, I'm a broadcast law scholar.
I studied.
I was a tenured professor at Broadcast Law University.
I studied radio TV production, but you've been on air longer, so maybe you know this.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I believe it would be illegal to go on a major network news station and say something along the lines of, all of your problems are because of insert ethnicity here. Real Americans should get up in arms and defend.
Yes, a call to action like that is definitely against the law.
So is it against the law on network television or just in general?
No, it's against the law as a broadcast. There's a, under the licenses that the stations are granted, it's against federal law to have some sort of call to action.
Right. But if he had a podcast and he said that, could he get in trouble?
I mean, theoretically, yeah. If they could leak after the fact, if somebody goes on, like if we went on this podcast and we called for an assassination or we called for civil unrest, or we did this and somebody acted on it, there's the DOJ would be able to track it back to this, and then we would be held responsible.
Okay. All right. That was my only concern.
Watch your yapper. That's my advice to you.
Sure. No, that was my only concern. Is like, yeah, he had 3 million viewers tonight on Fox News, which is very big. But a lot of people love him, fanatically or whatever. And
right. But I think a lot of it with that is the time period, too, because that was O'Reilly's old time slot.
Mm.
And I heard somebody make the analogy today. It's like when somebody comes in and takes over on the Today Show. It's still, people are still watching at that time, no matter if it's Matt Lauer or whoever else,
man.
You know, because it's the time slot. Now there might be, because Tucker Carlson before was just an ancillary character on Fox,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then he decided he'd take off the bow tie for the long tie and he started to, you know, get crazy. But, you know, I don't think he's going to draw as many people as some people fear. I think the people who want, it's like the old station we used to work at. In the old days with the ratings book and stuff, people just listened to it all day. People would turn it on and leave it on. And then, or even now, if something's in a background somewhere, it's just on. And if people are in a habit, you know, if you're a Fox News watcher or a CNN watcher or MSNBC, whatever, and you just leave it on, it doesn't really matter who's there as long as they're shouting out the shit you believe in. Sorry. Wow. That's every week now I've said that word once. As long as they're parroting back to you your beliefs, you don't care who's doing it. You know, Tucker may have been farther out there and Rupert's, you know, they've got some more lawsuits coming their way. So they don't want to have to keep writing these checks for almost $1 billion. But he'll be out. He'll do something. But where's Bill O'Reilly now? You know,
right.
Bill O'Reilly got fired, his ratings were huge compared to Tucker's. He was in that time slot. And now, you know, lunatics might know where he is, but he doesn't have the power that he had before. You know, you don't see him on everything. He's not, you know, shilling his books everywhere.
But he's also, and this is ageist, but he's old, right? The difference is he's old. Tucker's like early 50s.
A lot of people who watch Fox are old. That's why they, you know.
I understand that. But O'Reilly, how old was he when they fired him? Do you know?
When he got fired? I don't know.
When did he get fired? Any idea?
I just know this was the guy who was the host of A Current Affair, and then he suddenly became some political nut job.
Okay. All right. Well, if someone can figure it out, all I'm saying is.
Well, he's 73 years old now.
Okay.
So he's 6'4". Oh, my God. Much bigger than I thought.
And he was gone 6 years ago, actually, this week. So he would have been 67?
Right.
Okay, so he's already past retirement age, which means, obviously, he never has to work again. Of course, neither does Tucker with all the money he's got. But what I'm saying is, you know, at 67 years old, one would imagine a person's motivations are a little different than when you're at 53 years old.
Not when you have the ear of the president. Or no, that's Hannity. Who has the ear of the president?
No, Tucker still has the ear of the president. Well, I mean,
Trump former is, president.
Trump is For, actually
former
give,
president.
Okay, well, Trump is actually going to give a statement on.
Of course,
The firing tonight on Newsmax, which is the other thing that worries me, is that if Tucker jumps over to Newsmax, there are people. I think I'm related to one who are starting to say that Fox isn't conservative enough for jumping over to Newsmax. You laugh, but like...
No, I know it's true. I understand. And really, yes, I do laugh because it's ridiculous.
It's really bad. And like, look, I'm not... Like, we're not going to stand here and bash Republicans. This isn't some oh, we're on the left, like kind of like snowflake.
No, we bash lunatics.
People who are really extreme on either end of the political spectrum can be very harmful because they, particularly in places that are really badly gerrymandered and you have no chance of winning if you're on one side. Well, then if you're on the other side, you know, what's nice about like places that are politically contested by both sides is that people have to kind of play to each other and balance each other a little bit. But if you get really heavily gerrymandered areas or really heavily like monotheistic areas, we'll call it that, then what you end up with is sometimes two people on the left or on the right who have more extreme views and push the more extreme views to get voted in, which then results in more extreme polarization in the entire government, which is really bad because then things don't get done. There's way less compromise and you get this like horrific pendulum swing. So what I'm saying is I would rather like I'm glad he's fired and embarrassed, and that's cool, but I don't want to see him as a whippersnapper little 53-year-old who's got 20 good years left in him probably if he wants to, jump over to Newsmax and suddenly get more extreme and things go even worse. But you know what? I don't know. Things are in pretty rough shape anyway, so it's like...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yes, things can get worse. I think if he does go to Newsmax... Listen, Newsmax has a Dominion lawsuit coming up. OAN has a Dominion lawsuit coming up. They all see what happened at Fox. He may go the route of Bill Riley and just do a website and do his own, you know, broadcast from there. Or maybe he runs for office. But I don't. I think he's a guy who had a forum, a powerful forum, where he could spout his garbage, and now that forum has been taken away. And there's nobody, Mike makes a point, Newsmax can't afford him. There's nowhere he can make that kind of money he was making at Fox unless he goes out on his own. And then, you know, he's going to try to be the Joe Rogan of lunacy, and, you know, took Joe Rogan a long time to become the Joe Rogan of Joe Rogan, where he's getting that Spotify dough.
Yeah.
So Tucker will still be around squawking, but he's not going to be as powerful as he was through this morning.
Optimistic way to put it.
Well, no, because here, look, the orange one only wants people who could really be in power, you know, to help him. He lost his guy on TV. TV is Trump's bread and butter. If he's not getting a guy on TV, he's got no use for Tucker Carlson unless there's something he can do to help promote him. And right now he's got no job. So he's of no use. And once he's of no use, who cares what he has to say?
Well, then, how about Don Lemon? How do you feel about him?
I don't, I don't feel one way or another about Don Lemon. I know he was rumored to be very hard to work with. I know he made, there were some, like I said, rumors and accusations of impropriety, like mostly, I don't recall being anything physical. I think it was just a lot of horrible comments.
It was rude.
But just a rude jag. Allegedly.
I did hear specifically, I want to break this news.
Yes, do it.
Not a pedophile. Absolutely
right.
In no way that.
That
so
is true.
I just want to be clear about
that. Yeah.
How about Bed Bath & Beyond? Does that make you weep?
It doesn't. You know, here's the thing. I've gone to Bed Bath & Beyond a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
Bought many things there. But... I can't remember the last time I was in a Bed Bath & Beyond. There's one right up the street. That was the one I was at. So it's like a lot of stores that closed that I would, you know, I'd use them. I'd go to them, but I wasn't there every day. Like when Toys R Us closed, I was a little bummed, even though I really, you know, maybe I would go to Toys R Us once or twice a year for my niece's birthday presents.
Mm.
But it wasn't like when I was a kid and it was bargain town. You know, I wasn't there all the time. Circuit City, you know, well, there were still Best Buy and there were it's too bad. I'm not weeping bitter tears over it. You know, I can go online. Here's the thing. I feel a little bad for all the people who worked at Bed Bath & Beyond, the employees I feel bad for. But then I look at the company and all the reports I'm reading said they just didn't evolve. They were slow to get on the internet when everybody else who was selling basically the same stuff was on the internet.
Yep.
And as much as I used to squawk about shopping on the internet and I still try to go to brick and mortar stores, if it comes down to it, it's much more convenient. Like I got to get dog food this week. Well, I've been ordering it from Petco because they get it. If you pick it up curbside, they give you like a 10% or 15% discount.
Hmm.
So I'm like, oh, that's great. But then there's weeks where I don't have time to go get it. So I just order from Chewy and Chewy drops it right on my door the next day or in 2 days. Free delivery if you buy enough stuff, and just the one bag of dog food, if that's all I were to buy, is enough to get free shipping. So, okay, get the free shipping. They've stood behind it. They delivered one time in the summer. They delivered a box that had been dropped, and the bag of dog food inside had split open, and there were ants everywhere.
What?
I took a picture, and I sent it to them, and they were like, oh, my God, we're so sorry. We had the dog food the next day.
Nice.
So, yeah. So, while sometimes the convenience overtakes it, and if Bed Bath & Beyond, for whatever reason, their corporate heads did not make the move to the internet, they were short-sighted. Mm. And not that they deserve to go under, but if it's adapt or die. And that sounds harsh, but it's true. And if your company cannot adapt, then sadly for your employees and your stockholders, it's going to die.
And you're going to die. Yeah, it's sad. My wife worked there apparently in high school.
Oh, did she really?
So, and I'm a mom.
Which department? The Beyond?
I think the bath part. I'm not sure.
Oh, the bath part. Okay.
Nice. Not sure exactly. But the brick and mortar is always superior. I love going in, touching things, rubbing
my hands.
The
tactile experience.
Yeah, I like to lick my sheets just in case, mm-hmm. you know, like my mouth comes open in case if I'm like asleep, and then the sheets get in your mouth. You got to know what they, you know.
Right. And
like.
is the sheet gonna leave a slobber stain? Like Debbie bought some navy blue sheets. They're comfortable, but there's drool spots on them. You know, you can't help it. One night and you're like, oh my God, what happened on these sheets?
Well, I'm bummed they're closing that. I think it sucks. It's, you know, it's always sad to see an old chain go away. How about the final piece of news? How do you feel about Brett Favre going to the Jets? The
Minneapolis
Jets.
That drama queen. The Minneapolis Jets of New York?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Listen, come on. I'm tired of Brett Favre. We were on Brett Favre watch on TMJ for weeks because he was going to do this. I sat in a dark room for 4 days, Cody, thinking about this decision, and I came up with, I don't care. Aaron Rodgers is a drama queen, psychotic, who's now come out to say he's going to back Robert Kennedy III or whoever for president because this guy's an anti-vaxxer and all this other stuff, trading on the Kennedy name. And Aaron Rodgers is a goof. Take off the stocking cap. You're not Nick Cage and Con Air. Go play football. Good for you. You choke in the playoffs all the time. Everybody in Wisconsin was sick of your drama. Yes, Brett Rodgers and Aaron Favre. Let them go play together. The Packers' last great quarterback, Brett Favre, also went to the Jets.
Weird.
Then he sent pictures of little Brett to some sideline reporters and had to be sent away. Now Aaron Rodgers is going there. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers likes to take pictures of little Aaron and send them to people, but that's that. We'll learn all about it on the Pat McAfee show because that's where he goes to spread all his disinformation when he's not on ayahuasca. So good luck, New York Jets fans, and good luck to everybody now in Green Bay who is on the love train.
So I said Brett Favre on purpose instead of Aaron Rodgers, because I just thought it was funny. And then you said Brett Favre a couple times, and I couldn't
tell.
But
I said Brett Favre because he was part of the thing.
Okay. Oh, all right. I didn't know if you were playing along or if I tricked you into thinking Aaron Rodgers.
I know it's Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I keep forgetting it's Aaron Rodgers because I don't watch football anymore.
Wasn't Green Bay your team?
It was, but I don't watch football anymore. And I stopped watching around the time Brett Favre was playing for the Minneapolis Jets. And so now
Brett Favre.
I have even fewer reason, honestly. I hope the Packers end up with a third great quarterback, because in my lifetime, they've always had great quarterbacks.
Yes.
You know, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, okay. He's no Eli Roth or whatever, but
Roth? Did you say Reli Roth?
Eli Manning is what I said.
Okay. Well, I don't know if that's what you said.
Eli Roth, Manning. Who's Eli Roth?
Isn't he a film director?
He might be. Hey, Google, who's Eli Roth? Eli Roth is an American film director, screenwriter, producer, and actor. He directed Cabin Fever and Hostel. H-O-S-T-E-L.
Yes.
Cool. Yeah. Well, I didn't care about the football at all. So I just, but I wanted to ask, and I think, I'm curious to see who the Packers' next quarterback will be. And
It's Jordan Love. Why you got to be on the Love train. He was Rodgers' backup. He's been in the system. He's been there for a number of years waiting for his chance, just like Rodgers was waiting for his chance for Favre to leave so he would take over. People very jazzed about Jordan Love. They're all on the Love train up there in the Green Bay.
Good. Well, I hope he's good, and I will not watch him or football. Back to you, Brian.
That's a shame.
Yeah, I should have hobbies, but I don't. I watch wrestling, and I raise my kids, and I play Hearthstone.
You know, that's this new age father. Oh, you're raising your kids is like one of your priorities and your hobbies. Boo-hoo. Kids will raise themselves. They're versatile.
You know, somebody on LinkedIn, there was some trending thing on LinkedIn about why is the return to office happening? Why is the great return to office?
I know why.
Yeah, why?
Because people are sick of being home with their kids.
No, why are the return to office mandates happening?
Oh, because, every company is run by Mr. Gower.
Who's that?
The villain from It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
You've never seen It's a Wonderful Life?
No.
Even Gidget is shocked by that.
I know. I'm sorry, Gidget.
She's like, what?
Look, there's some article in Business Insider. The real reason bosses are freaked out by remote work. I didn't read it, but I read the comment.
I'm sorry. Hold on. So you're going to quote an article you did not read?
No, I'm going to quote myself in a conversation I had.
I'm just worried about the, yeah. Okay.
Some woman from Insider posted the link and said, yeah, some reasons are legitimate, like collaboration, but they're also hanging on to outdated ideas. And then there's a couple comments about, some of the genderization of work, right? Like
the genderization of work.
Yeah. She's saying like the pandemic.
Explain.
Well, back in the, as women joined the workforce historically in greater numbers, they looked for flexible work arrangements to balance their lives at work and at home, but their bosses penalized them sometimes for violating the ideal of the devoted worker. And some women ended up in marginalized dead-end jobs. This probably bears out.
Okay.
I don't know. There's probably data. But the pandemic changed that.
Yeah.
Right? For the first time, work from home was no longer a woman thing because everyone did it. And that opened up new career opportunities for so many women and also egalitarian-minded men. So anyway, then this person writes about it levels the playing field. Look, when I was growing up, you were probably the same way. When I was growing up, I didn't see my dad at breakfast or at lunch or at dinner.
I saw him at when I was in high school, I saw him in the morning because he would drop me off because I went to high school in the city and he was teaching the building where he was principal was not far. So I saw him there. But yeah, when I was in grade school and stuff, he was already gone when we got up to go to work. We would hear him because he smoked. And so that was kind of the family alarm clock when he would go downstairs to take a shower and you would just hear him hacking. It was like, oh, no, it's almost time to get up. Dad is choking again. And so that's how it's true. It is true. Chuck, you're right. It's Mr. Potter. You're right, Chuck. Who's Mr. Gower? Oh, Gower's the pharmacist.
Mm.
Thanks, Chuck. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
Mr. Potter.
It's
Cody
not
doesn't
a
get that reference either.
It's not a wonderful memory. Am I right?
Good about it.
Anyway, look, the point of this story is...
Yeah, what's the point of this story?
That I commented and I said, hey, because I work remotely, I get to have breakfast. Oh, here's what I would argue. I would argue why are some bosses like, you got to come back to work, blah, 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 even though you don't really need to go back to work, but you got to come back to work. Blah, 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 blah. Why is that? And my argument is, I have a tremendous privilege of spending time with my son. I can be in between work meetings and go change my daughter's diaper. Hold her, put her down for a nap, grab lunch with my kids, right? Like I have more time around my kids than most dads in probably human history. And that is amazing. That is amazing. But I think, so what I suspect is that some bosses are like some people, like when they talk about, oh, we're going to forgive student loans. And all these people hem and haw, like, well, I paid off mine. You should have to pay off yours. Oh, my life is hard, so yours has to be hard, too.
That's right.
My argument was basically, there's probably a lot of bosses out there that looked at their lives and they're like, well, shoot, I worked 50-hour weeks my whole life, barely got to see my kids. You know, they graduate high school. They don't call home anymore. And you're the jerk off that's some
cats
20...
in the cradle of the silver spoon.
And you're this 33-year-old jerk off that gets to sit around at home and hang out with his family all day. Like, why do you get that? You should have to sacrifice. Like, so that's my argument, right?
Huh. And I think that there's probably some validity to that.
There's gonna be people some don't bosses.
Like
any
people don't like anybody to have it easier than they had it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a thing. And there's a lot of I would imagine, I don't think it's most bosses, or who knows, maybe even a lot. But there's some out there, and I think that's fueling it. So this guy comments and goes, living at work sounds like hell on earth, because he's really cool. His his subheader, his title on LinkedIn is Matthew Mitchell, SPHR, getting it right versus being right.
Huh?
So I commented and said, Matthew, I like my wife and my kids. Sorry you can't relate. I thought that was a good burn.
Good burn. Did he respond to that burn?
No.
He blocked you?
I was going to say he killed himself.
Wow. He got it right. He got it right. He was not being right, but he got it right.
Oh,
good
God,
for you, Matthew.
That was not appropriate at all.
It was 100% really, appropriate.
There's so much
beer.
No,
you wished him dead.
I did.
You just wished him dead.
I didn't.
I don't know why that happened. That seems a little out of character for you.
Oh.
But yeah, you wished a man dead.
That was the alcohol talk. I didn't wish him dead.
It sounds like you were channeling me for a minute.
I don't
wishing
know.
Somebody dead.
I don't know.
Monique says my dad had the morning smoker's cough too. Gina, I agree. I worked in an office for years. My kids love that they see me more since 2022 than at any other time in my career when I left at 5 a.m. and didn't get home till 8. Sure. She also says, I know several working moms who would quit their job if forced back into the office. Yeah, it's, boy. Listen, I know Debbie loves working from home. Molly loves working from home. I don't know if I would enjoy it as much, but that doesn't mean I don't want other people to. Mm-hmm. You know, I think if you're getting your job done, who cares where you're at? If I could do this and the radio show, and I probably could, sitting on a beach somewhere, who cares? Who, you know, there'd probably be some people who listen to this and go, oh, that lazy SOB is on a beach. What does he know? Because you'd hear the seagulls, you'd hear the ice clanking in my pitcher of tropical drinks. I'd always be referencing how hot it was. So, people would be mad. And it probably goes the same for the radio. They'd probably go, do we have to listen to Jimmy Buffett every day telling us how great it is to be on the beach? But if you can do your job from wherever, good. I know Debbie had to go back because her firm had just invested in all new office space before the pandemic. They were having it all built out. So they had all this brand new office space built out. And then it was like, nobody's in it. Well, we've got to put a stop to that. And so they had to come back 3 days a week.
So but couldn't they do a tax write-off like Warner Brothers did when they just canceled the Catwoman movie?
Probably they could. I don't know. I know that Fox is able to write off the $757 million because it's a business loss. So you would think a firm would be able to figure that out. Yeah. But as I said to my mom the other day, I'm not an accountant. I can't really answer that question.
Well, hey, wait, is Roger watching this?
I don't know if he is.
All right, but should we save the update until he comments?
Yeah, Roger, if you're out there, comment or let us know you're here because, yeah, and again, I know it's going to sound like I'm throwing shade, but you know I love Roger. I find this hilarious and I'm sort of jealous too. So, all right, we got it all there because I'm like, Roger's got a pair on him. They may be shriveled and dropping down a little bit, but he's got a pair on him and I love it. I love it about him.
right, we'll circle back to it, but you got a big day tomorrow.
This week? Well, no, tomorrow's my anniversary.
Tomorrow.
31st anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, thanks. Ask what we're doing for our anniversary.
I know you're doing nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. We have pledged, and it better be true, that we're not getting each other anything. No more stuff. Like, we were going to go out for dinner this weekend. We didn't, and I'll get into why. But we're planning our next big trip, you know? So Roger's here. So
I see that. We'll do this, and then we'll do the Roger thing.
Yeah. So we're saving for our next big trip. We're trying to decide where we're going to go. So that's what Debbie and I decided. We have enough crap, you know. We have enough stuff. What are you, stuff? We've also been married 31 years. You know, it's okay. We made it. You know, it's another year in the books. I'm very happy, you know, that we made it this long. And I'll be sure to tell her happy anniversary, and she better not have anything. She probably wouldn't. I usually cave. I usually am the one who gets stuff when we say we're not gonna, just because I feel guilty. I don't feel guilty anymore. So I feel guilty that I've kept her trapped in this life for so long. But now it's like, well, you've made your decision now. I can't be responsible for this.
What's on your short list of places to go?
Munich for Oktoberfest. Next September, Alaska, because we both want to go there and we have never been. And those are the top two.
Where in Alaska?
Just all over. We want to spend some time in Denali, of course, the big national park. We want to go where there's wildlife. Mm-hmm. Want to take the train through Denali. I'm not a big cruise guy. And people I know who've gone to Alaska, some have gone on a cruise, some haven't, and they do all kinds of different things. And that's usually the way we like to do a vacation, where we go. Yeah, I'm going to stand on Sarah Palin's porch and look for Russia. That'll be fun. If I don't get shot just for, you know, existing with free thought and stuff. But that's that.
Like New Zealand,
Italy is on the list.
Okay.
After watching Ted Lasso last week, maybe Amsterdam.
Where in Italy?
Again, all over Rome, down towards Sicily. Mm-hmm. Maybe see all the places that The Godfather was filmed. Get Debbie to start a car.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
See if that helps out. Italy, basically just to eat our way through a country and see some relics
and drink.
And drink a lot of, I wouldn't mind. I would love to go back to Ireland. I would love to go back to Spain for more than we were in Madrid and Toledo, but Toledo for just a day. And Madrid, we were going so fast. So I'd like to go back and go to Barcelona and
Sevilla.
In Sevilla, I'd get a haircut there. It would be great.
I've heard Portugal is unbelievable, and Lisbon is one of the best cities in like the world.
See, there's so many places to go, and I have TSA pre-check and world entry and a passport, and I rarely, if ever, strap explosives myself when I fly. So
yeah,
that's good. Mm. But yeah, so that's the plan. We are going to we've started our savings account for the next big trip because, you know, without working at a certain station, I don't get to host any more free free trips. Iceland. Now, Ken said he went to Iceland. I would like to go to Iceland, but I think like for a long weekend, because I'd go up there. I'd want to see the Northern Lights. I'd want to see Reykjavik. No, that's Iceland.
Yeah. Yep.
And, you know, maybe jump in one of those hot springs and go to the ice bar. Just a bar made of ice. You sit on ice, you drink in ice. It's like in an ice hut.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, I'd like to go there. Who knows? So far, Oktoberfest seems to be leading the pack.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Danny, the screen guy in Batavia, miss us on Sunday nights. Great to hear this every week. Thank you, Danny. listens to TMJ as much as he can. That's very cool. Nice. 4 full days. Thought that was perfect in Iceland. It's a lot of ice, though. I have an aversion to the cold, even though I do want to go to Alaska.
So, you know, there's not that much. Never mind.
There's not much ice in Iceland?
Not much.
Then that's, see, right then I'd be upset. I'd go, I came to a place called Iceland. I envision everything to look like the North Pole in the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer animatronic Christmas special.
For those who don't understand the joke, the Vikings called Iceland green, and they called the green place Iceland, and they called the icy place Greenland to confuse people.
Is that right?
Yes. So they wouldn't.
Son of a gun.
Yeah. So Greenland is actually icy. Now, I learned that in first grade, so it could be just a stupid joke, but I think that's right. Where's Google? Let me ask.
Where's Google? I ask, Ed, don't you have a Siri or somebody?
Is Iceland really green and Greenland is actually really icy? Iceland has about 10% of its surface covered in glaciers. Greenland, okay. 80%.
Wow.
So, all yeah. Right.
Yeah. That is some false advertising.
Yeah, from IcelandDiscover.is. Greenland is... Greenland is a lot of glacier action. Okay. Overall, Iceland is warmer than Greenland. Milder climate means a longer growing season. The current names come from the Viking way of naming places. Reykjavik means smoky bay, a bay with all the steam vents looking like smoke.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, there's so much that we do on these programs. We educate, we entertain, we juggle, we... make fun of Roger. Roger, are you still out there? Send us a little message.
Oh, he's definitely here. Oh, apparently Greenland was green when it was named, but there was like a massive volcanic eruption, and after the Black Death and a bunch of other things.
Oh my God, the Black Death! Easier.
Yeah, it wouldn't. Yeah, I don't know.
Wow, I don't know if I want to go somewhere where there's Black Death.
Wow, actually, there's a lot to it. Icelandic sagas. There's a Nordic person named Floki who came to Iceland. He had a really bad time. His daughter drowned on the way. All his livestock starved to death. He became depressed, climbed a mountain, and all he could see was a fjord full of icebergs.
A fjord.
He returned to Norway, having bitterly called Iceland, Iceland. Despite him telling everyone how awful it was, another crew member told everyone it was so rich that even the grass dripped with butter. And soon people came to settle there in numbers and refer to themselves as Icelandic. So wow. Iceland is called Iceland because of a depressed man down on his luck. Yeah, there you go.
All right. Well, that seems, there's a lot there.
Yeah.
That was entertainment.
So speaking of entertainment.
It is entertainment.
What did Roger do now?
All right. I don't know. You know, Roger is, he's addicted to social media like a teenage girl.
No, he's been using it less, he told us.
Well, he lies because I see him on Insta all the time. A lot of pictures of his dog, Taylor Swift, the Beagle. And then a lot of, a lot of promotion for, he's been doing readings from his book, The Unplanned Pregnancy, at libraries and stuff. So that's he's been doing that and promoting the book, which again seems like an odd title for a grown man to have written a book about an unplanned pregnancy, but that's fine. Now he's got merch, Cody. Roger is selling merch.
What?
I don't know if you remember, he had a caricature done of him at GN a while ago. It's his face and the WGN. Now, I don't know if WGN is going to be happy with the flag, the mic flag with the WGN on there. But, so Roger is plastering that on hats and T-shirts and beer koozies and clocks. And he's out there. He's got a side hustle. He's merching it up. Roger, put the website where people could get the Roger Badish merch.
Oh my God.
We'll throw it up.
His tweet says in all caps, stuff my face.
Yeah. I don't know who writes his copy. I don't know who he doesn't have a social media manager. I think he runs his own deal. But it's a nice character or cartoon. He said he corrected me. It's not a caricature. It's a cartoon. It's kind of a character. But either way, I'm not arguing with the quality of the picture. I just find it hilarious that you didn't do this. That he didn't do this like right when he retired or right before he retired. That he's waited now a few years. He's like, you know what I need? I need a little merch out there. I need some merch, and yeah. We gotta get that out there.
These are amazing. He's putting links in the Facebook thing. If you want to look at that, I'll hold one up to the camera. If you're
73 items.
He's got a tote bag. He's got coffee mugs. He's got t-shirts. He's got what else? He's got a latex condom. I don't know how you even get that done. There's coasters.
There it is. There's the we've just put the link up there.
The con. We put the con in condom, let me tell you that.
And he puts the con in con man.
Is that link clickable?
It is in the comments.
That is a very long link.
It is a very long link.
That's too long.
Let's see. We'll try.
Just Google Redbubble Roger Badish. That'll do it. Google Redbubble Roger Badish. One more time. That's Redbubble.
I'm sorry. Redbubble?
Redbubble Roger Badish. There's a new WWE championship belt. Look at that. That's new.
Oh, I thought that was with Roger's picture on it.
Oh, am I going to get sued by WWE for showing you that on stream? No way. Breaking news. WWE will crown a brand new world heavyweight champion on May 27th. Champions. Triple H just announced it. Look at that. Breaking news here on Realities May Vary, the podcast where Cody tells you things you don't need to know. Did you hear that crackle?
Yes.
Sorry about that. I'm sorry. That hurt my ears, actually.
Oh, if we buy any three Roger Badish things, we can get 15% off. Now, there's a t-shirt. It's 1984. That's the price, not the year that... Mike wants to know, Roger, is there any thongs? Do you have thong underpants? In clothing, all I see is a t-shirt. Now, Cody, let's see. Mini skirts? Oh, please, God, tell me there's a Roger Badish mini skirt. There is not. So that's okay. That's sad. I would have worn a Roger Badish mini skirt. that would have been fantastic. Kids in baby clothes, Roger? That would be good. Nothing matches your search for Roger Badish kids and babies. Damn. What else we got? We got a lot of stuff. It's very hard to navigate this Redbubble website.
Yeah, I've ordered stuff on there before. It's very hit or miss. I had a Final Fantasy 14 shirt that faded immediately.
Yeah.
I had another one that did not fade immediately. So that's, one for one. There's a lot of comments from Roger. Not on my site. No thongs, no baby clothes, lots of shirts. No baby clothes is a miss. So check this out. I wanted to get my son a Final Fantasy 14 onesie when he was like 6 months old. And I did, but I had to go to like three different websites. Even though you could go to one of these websites and it was like Roger's deal. You could order a mug, you could order a hat, you could order a poster, you could order a butt plug, you could order all this stuff, but you couldn't order.
Oh my God, Roger doesn't have one of those, does he?
I don't know. I'm not on the website. But you could order all these things, but you could not order baby sized. So I was like, well, you don't get my money. And someone else did. Wow. All right, what else is on the agenda?
There's all kind of stuff. So yeah, Roger's got his merch. Good luck, Roger, with that merch. I'd love to, you got to come on and tell us the long story of why it took so long. Why the wait when you tried to do it sooner? I can only imagine. I saw a big coffee mug. I saw that. Unfortunately, no baby clothes. Hats and bags
is the tagline of our show.
Yeah. Realities may vary. Hats, bags, We wear scarves. Somebody wears a dickie. I wear a cod piece usually when I'm doing it. Look at you shilling for the. I got to get you a TMJ hat if you're going to be shilling.
Well, this is the Spike Odell hat. So
that is the Spike Odell hat.
So it's allowed.
I think I may still. I used to have a Spike Odell hat.
My parents got me, found these at the flea market.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't.
I like Spike. I would, I would keep his hat.
Who doesn't like Spike?
You know. Oh, yeah, Ken, we need to start merchandising this. We should merch this podcast. Ken wants bobbleheads. We could do a t-shirt. I don't know. We could do something. Do beer glasses. Something on brand.
Oh, Roger Dog accoutrement merch. Accoutrement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if we got like dog collars and stuff, Roger?
Roger actually did tell me a Pet very supplies. Good story about Spike and his hats.
Spike's hats?
Yeah, I guess after the big move for the upstairs, because we got kicked out of first floor of Tribune up to seventh floor.
I remember.
Maybe there, maybe a little before, maybe a little after. At some point in the timeline of moving places, Roger found a big thing of Spike Odell hats, and he messaged him. He's like, "You want these hats?" And he sent them to him because he's a good dude. And nice. Good for Roger and good for Spike. It's funny though. I literally helped Spike clean out his office.
Wow.
At WGN. And he gave me a bunch of stuff.
Dave Flyer's jumping in. Dave's Spidey sense went off that we were talking about GN. They jumped on. Hi, Dave. Dave Flyer, good man. I saw Dave last week when we went to Jagged Little Pill.
Really?
I saw Dave Flyer. I texted him, "I see your head." We waved to each other from across the theater. I spent the entire intermission looking for him. He had disappeared. I saw Jeff Hoover, who was sitting with Dave Plyer, and I said, "Tell Plyer I'm looking for him. I can't find him." I waited. I was like lurking downstairs near the bathroom. Then I was lurking out by the concession stand, just waiting. And I never saw him. I never saw him again. He was gone. So I don't know what happened. Maybe he was avoiding me. I don't blame him.
I can't relate. I don't go out in public anymore.
Well, you shouldn't.
Because I have several.
You shouldn't go out.
Yeah.
Look at it. Now Roger's talking to Dave, trying to get Dave to hawk his wares, hawk Roger's tawdry wares on his show. Have me on to hawk my tawdry wares.
He loves to hawk his tawdry wares.
I love now that Roger has become Willie Loman. This is the Roger is now Willie Loman with his suitcase full of hats and things, coming home to his lovely wife and just sitting on the edge of the couch. "How was your day, honey?" "I didn't sell anything today."
I was laughing at Dave's comment.
I thought that might have been the case. I thought, well, you heard my review last week.
But for the audio people. He said, "Show was too woke for me." Just saying.
Yeah, it was a little woke. That was part of my review.
We've all been there.
We all have been there. Roger, we got to talk to you more about this merch. This is fascinating.
Do we?
I don't know. I think just to get his. I would love to hear the. I would love to hear the thing because he's doing something that we should be doing.
You're jealous because he has merchandise and we don't.
I have FOMO. Fear of merchandise.
That's not what that means.
It might. Fear of merchandise offerings. That's what failure on merchandise offerings. That's what I have. That kind of FOMO. Failure on merchandise offerings. Who wouldn't want a Realities May Vary codpiece?
Audio cutting out. That's you, Roger.
That's
We're
you, Roger.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true. It's impossible to know.
Oh, it's probably fine. Everything, all the gadgets on my end are saying yes. So we're all the gadgets. I have a lot of gadgets, Cody.
Well, do you want to? What do you want to do?
No, go. What do you got?
I went on a road trip.
Oh yeah, let's hear about the road trip.
I went to Kansas City. Yeehaw! Got my Ted Lasso.
All right, at least Ted Lasso does tie into Kansas City.
I didn't know that. I've never seen Ted Lasso. And everyone that has seen it,
he's from Kansas City.
Everyone that has seen it is orgasming over this show.
I love
it. Like, it is the best thing that's ever happened. Do I have to watch it? Am I legally obligated to watch it, Brian?
If you have a soul, you should watch it. Mm. Now I like that Dave Plyer is throwing shade at Roger and his use of the AOL dial-up. This is I like it when friends come in and turn on each other. This is my favorite part. I always like this best on the air too, when people would just turn on each other. We could get them to turn on each other.
Yeah.
For no reason. All right. So you decide now you're loading up the sensible family wagon with your children and taking them to Kansas City too?
Yeah, I got my 2.5-year-old and my 4-month-old in the back, strapped in, ready to go to Kansas City to visit my in-laws. My sister-in-law is there. His husband's in Fort Leavenworth, where many
prison.
The army.
Oh, the base, not the jail.
No, that's where the base.
I know, but that's where the big military prison is. I don't know.
Correct. Leavenworth. Yes. No, he's at the actual base.
Okay.
It's my station there. Something like that.
Okay.
But yeah, he's not in the penal part. But so you've been
what part?
You've been to Penile City many times. Kansas City. You've been to Kansas City many times.
You were right the first time.
And everywhere. And I will say, once we got out of Illinois, which was hell to drive through, which I'll talk about, and we got to Missouri, and then when we got through Missouri, Kansas City, it is beautiful. It reminded me of Germany. So my wife and I took a road trip through Germany in 2017. We went all over the country from literally the north tip to the south tip, just the tips, and then all the way back up along the Rhine on the way up. And rolling hills, you know, you're going up and down a lot of hills. You can see a lot of vistas. It was great. Dude, way prettier than Illinois. Like on the way back, the second we hit the Illinois border, it was like, oh, it's flat and it's farmland again. Like just nothing, but like Missouri is like just hilly, like a lot of.
You got the Ozarks down there. And
big sky,
if you go to Southern Illinois, once you get past Effingham, and more so when you get past Carbondale, the southern tip of Illinois is 180 degrees different geographically than up here.
Okay, all right.
It's hilly, lush, very beautiful. But I know what you mean. There's a lot of our state that is boring.
Yeah.
May I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Did you stop at Wally's?
On the way back, yeah.
All right. Then go on with your story.
Okay. All right. So we wanted to maximize our time there. I have a full-time job now that I'm employed.
Yes.
So it's like, all right, I want to take too much time off work. I'll take off Friday. So I'll leave after work Thursday. So what we'll do is we'll wait till around bedtime, 7, 8, 9 o'clock.
Perfect.
Put the kids in the car. It's bedtime. Drive straight through 8 hours.
That's good thinking.
This was good thinking, but I don't know why this happened.
Uh-oh.
On the way back, we basically hit, I think, like 74.
Yeah.
Route 74 to 55.
Right.
And that was the whole trip.
Yeah.
Right? It's like 74 across, 55 up. Google did not have us do that the way down.
Why?
The way down, we took 2-lane country roads through the entire state of Illinois.
Oh, my God.
With no lights anywhere. There was a point where I think I drove 90 minutes to 2 hours and did not see a single light anywhere.
What in God's name were you
doing? I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Used Google Maps or Waze?
I used Google Maps. I punched in Kansas City, and I punched in the address. It was a little outside, like 20 minutes outside
Kansas
City.
Sure, yeah, okay.
Punched in the coordinates and the address, and it just did that. And I was like, please God, I don't want to do this on the way back.
This is why we all still need to have the skill of reading a map.
I didn't even look. I mean, I just hit the button. Like, you just hit the button. It's just like directions.
Right. Here's but did address. You, is there a setting where you were like saying that you were going in a covered wagon?
No, like there was nothing. I don't know what it happened.
Had you set it like in 1890?
I don't know. It was really bad. It was really
annoying.
That's
horrible. It must have taken you forever.
Yeah. Did Google Maps think I was walking? Maybe. Sorry, I didn't. I thought you were going to ask me more. I started.
Well, I have to ask you more because it's so ridiculous that anybody would go through with that.
It was dumb. No.
Yeah, it was. Well, can I agree with you and not offend you?
I mean, I typically you put an address in Google, you hit go, and it's like, here's how to get from point A to point B quickly. And I'm like, great. Like, let's do that.
Did you have like scenic route checked or something?
No,
because I know Debbie got caught that way once.
No, that's the thing. Because on the way back, I just put in my home address and it took 74 to 55. So apparently they worked that way on the way back. I don't know why.
Was every major highway under construction that night?
All I can think is that something was under construction. I mean, look, I literally drove more than 30 minutes at one point and didn't see another car.
Oh my God.
I'm not even kidding. And I didn't check any options that I hadn't checked. I don't avoid tolls because like my house, I am 1 minute away from a toll. Anytime I take, what is the name?
355.
Anytime I get on 355, I pay money. Okay. So I can't uncheck tolls because like then I would take an hour to get anywhere. I don't know what the deal was, but two things happened. One is I thought I would switch off on my wife a lot. Turns out when she gets tired, it's bedtime. So she drove about an hour and a half of the whole thing, which is fine. And she drove almost the whole way back. So
did she really?
Yeah, okay. She did. And there's a reason for that too.
Oh, you were drunk and high.
The other problem going down there was that the thinking was my son sleeps great in the car. He'll sleep. He'll stay asleep. It'll be great.
Yes.
Well, we get 3 hours into the trip and he wakes up and he did not really go back to sleep.
Oh no.
He was not a happy camper.
Oh boy.
He was uncomfortable. He kept waking up. He was whining. He was crying. He was sad. He was tired. It was brutal. It was brutal for him. And I felt so bad. But I powered.
To let him drive?
Let him drive for a few minutes.
That's good.
He didn't love that, but.
No. Well.
But yeah, so Ben, I had a lot of energy drinks. I kept stopping for energy drinks and snacks and energy drinks. And
you got to have snacks. All good road trips have snacks.
Well, we get there, so we arrive like 6, 7 a.m., and then all of a sudden, I can't sleep because the other thing is my daughter slept the whole time.
Sure, she's an infant.
So she wakes up. Oh, bright-eyed bushy-tailed. It's time to play. I'm the baby. I'm awake now. Time to be awake, everybody. So I'm just like, all right. So I just continue to power through, unable to sleep and having to parent because no matter what you do, you still have to parent.
Yes. Yep.
So it was up to like noon that day. And then I was like, I'm going to go die. God. So I just collapsed for like a half hour. Then the next thing I know, my wife puts the baby in the bed and goes, here, I think she's tired. So the thing that she forgot is at that point in the day, she always eats before nap time. And it turned out she wasn't fed and I can't feed her because I don't lactate.
Well, so, that's whose fault is that?
It's oversight. It was a tremendous oversight.
See, now if you'd travel with Dave Plyer, he would have had his old Rand McNally maps, which I am also a fan of. I made Molly learn how to read a map.
Yeah.
He's right. Yeah, we're dumb now because we put in we just trust it. Dude. And there's times I put it in just to check, and I go, that is absolutely not how I'm going anywhere.
When I graduated college and moved to Chicago, I would have to go to MapQuest and print out directions.
I love that.
And I had the Not for Tourists guide, the NFT guide to Chicago. That would it showed you like all the local pharmacies.
Is it a monkey one? Like a
No, NFT? the Not for Tourists NFT, not the non-fungible token.
I see.
I see what you did there though.
I did. I'm very quick.
Yeah, I would like to get an NFT of that NFT so I know where the shops are. But it tells you where the local shoppies are and it has maps. Heads.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
So we get there. It's fine. My son was very cranky all day, understandably.
He is not good when he's cranky. None of us are.
No. But we got through the first day. It was really fun. It was great seeing everybody. Cool. Second day was great. We did not go to the barbecue place you said.
Arthur Bryant's?
We did not go to Arthur Bryant's. And in fact, I heard 4 or 5 people all tell me Arthur Bryant's is severely overrated.
Oh, okay.
For KC Barbecue. They recommended, so we went to 2 places.
Yes.
We went to Joe's.
Never been to Joe's.
Joe's, it's cafeteria style.
Okay.
So we tried making reservations. That didn't work. Then there was a line of 20 people coming out the door. Turns out they were in line to order. You stand in line, you order, they give you the food, and you take it to a seat.
Okay. That's good if you don't have an infant and little kid.
No, it was all right. It was all right. But I ordered burnt ends, and oh, my God.
Oh, that sounds good.
They were amazing. You've had burnt ends before, right?
Oh, yeah, I've had burnt ends before.
Do they have burnt ends outside of Kansas City?
Yeah, I used to get them at Real Urban Barbecue in Oak Brook. I think they have them at Smoke.
Okay.
Up on, where is that? Like Irving Park in Elston, maybe?
Okay.
But yeah, a lot of places, a lot of good barbecue places have them because it's, you know, part of the process.
Dude, burn-ins are legit.
Yeah, burn-ins are good.
So they were really phenomenal good. At Joe's.
All right. Then where'd you go?
The second day we went to a place called Q39.
Oh.
It's newer to the scene. Like
it sounds fancy. Sounds more, nouveau.
More modern fare, but I got burn-ends and brisket. I got burn-ends and brisket at both places.
Okay.
The burn-ends were phenomenal both places.
Yeah.
But at Joe's, they gave you more burn-ends. So, okay, maybe the ones at Q39 were a little better, but I'd go more over slightly better.
Yeah, you want quantity.
Yeah, and the brisket,
as long as there's some quality.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, they were plenty quality. And the brisket at Q39 blew it out of the water.
Really?
So if you go down there and you got to choose between Q39 and Joe's, if you're looking for brisket, do right. Q39. If you're looking for burn ends, do Q39, but order a lot of them. And I can't speak to the ribs or the other stuff, but Kansas City barbecue is pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, it's Kansas City is like one of the hotbeds. That's where they train judges in, you know, for the internet, for the national, you know, barbecue contests and stuff. Kansas City is the place. I wonder if the local saying that Arthur Bryant's is overrated is because it's now become like a tourist place, or it's like places in town that we would say, you know, there's better places, you know, even though it's good.
My sister-in-law moved to Kansas City and went to Arthur Bryant's. And when we were like, oh, I heard Arthur Bryant's is good. She was like, I went and I didn't like it.
Okay.
So
I will say this about Arthur Bryant's. It's not, your typical sauce heavy kind of play. It's different. It's pretty, I don't want to say bare bones because that's not right, but yeah, it's pretty basic. It's pretty
more
basic.
About the meat than the sauce.
Yes, it's more about the meat than anything.
Okay,
you know.
All right,
and there you see them in back. They're cutting it up. They're doing it's right there now. It's been a while since I've been there, so I don't, you know, I can't speak to the quality now. And Gates used to be a big deal down there. You know, but again, times change.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm not going to knock it.
You ate some good barbecue.
Maybe I would have loved it. I don't know. But
if you had good barbecue, that's all that matters.
We did. So on the way out of town, we got Q39 when my cousin, who randomly lives there, her boyfriend goes to med school there. So she moved there with him and like a year ago, and no one's ever visited her there. And I'm like, hey, I'm coming to Kansas City. Funny.
And she was like, oh.
I dug Kansas City. I really did.
Yeah.
There were some really, like, there were some less nice parts of town, obviously, like any town. But there were some really nice parts. It just looked, it was pretty. It seems like there's a lot happening. There's a lot of arts and culture.
I should ask, were you on the Kansas or the Missouri side?
We were on the Kansas side because that's where the suburb was. But, I mean, whenever we went in the city, we were in the Missouri side.
Yeah. I did a police ride-along. In Kansas City.
Why did you do that?
We'll finish your story and then we can. Well, I was doing comedy in Springfield, Missouri, and there was a big cop gathering. And so the show had gone really well. And so I'm talking to all these cops out in the parking lot. One of them gave me a knife. I still have the knife to this day. And the sergeant was like, oh, I'm in Kansas City. That's not a knife. This is a knife.
I don't know why I have a combat knife near me.
I don't know why you have a combat knife either, right?
It's fine. Here, don't
right
worry
in your
about
studio.
It.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's none of your business. You know, I haven't heard the wife or kids all night. That's
well,
weird.
I hear one of them crying right now. So
we'll put the combat knife away. Go. And he's like, "Oh, I'm a sergeant in Kansas City," and I was like, "Oh, I'm going to be in Kansas City in a couple weeks." He goes, "Well, you got to call me, and you can come over for dinner." And then you could do a ride along. And I was like, oh, okay. And I can't believe I did it. I actually called him and I went to his house and with his wife. We had a lovely dinner. And then I went on a ride along. And it's, you know, he was working like the 11 to 7. So I go over there at 11 after the show. I start riding along with him. All of a sudden, there's a call and it's like, woo. And we go to a break-in at a business. And he's like, just stay in the car. And all of a sudden, all these cops are out with their weapons drawn and they're going in and they can't find anybody. Then we start going, there's another call for a possible homicide. And we pull up to this kind of rise overlooking the interstate and there's a car. Now, nobody's there. So we get out of the car and there was blood. The whole back of the car was filled with blood.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it was. So, you know, I've seen some things, Cody. I've been in the S. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, back to your family-friendly story.
Sure.
There's, I had a lot of stories that are gruesome, but you have nice, wholesome stories.
Oh, I do. No, it was a good visit. And then Sunday, we decided, like normal humans, to drive home during the day. And my son couldn't have been happier. The whole car ride, he's singing songs, he's making jokes, he's telling.
Did you see a lot of trucks?
Telling stories, pointing out trucks. Oh, there's a, oh, look at that big excavator over there. Oh, there's a digger. Went through a some kind of yard with a bunch of bucket trucks. Oh, look at those bucket trucks. He's having a blast.
Nice.
It was great. And, you know, we're listening to, music and stuff. however, now he got a bad runny nose like this by the end of the first day. And I think all the kids started to get sick. They all got sick. I'm feeling fine. And then about 3 hours into the trip, I drove the first 3 hours and we stopped to get dinner. I think we stopped at a Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wow. You are really embracing the local culture.
It was the worst restaurant experience. It was like, you know,
in Illinois or somewhere in Missouri still?
I think it was just over the Illinois border. I think. Right. Have you ever, you know, at the end of the night at the bar at 2 a.m. when they turn on all the harsh lights?
Yes. I've been in there a few times.
That's how this Buffalo Wild Wings was lit. Like, it was horribly lit. The servers didn't want us to be there. The bathroom was worse than a gas station bathroom.
Oh, my God.
At any point on the trip, I was like, there's like a place where you can order up front, but they still had servers. It was like, it was wrong. Everything about it was wrong. There's 95
wrong.
TVs.
Your place is wrong.
95 TVs. They're showing American Idol. They're all on mute. It's like, this isn't interesting on mute. I don't know. Everything about it was awful. And right then my allergies decided to explode.
Oh no.
Like nose, waterfall, sinus headache, bleary eyed, can't breathe. Like, so I took four children's Benadryl, chewable tabs. It said adults can take 2 to 4. So I took four children's Benadryl. Oh, yeah. And I was annihilated. So my wife had to do the last like 4 hours.
Oh no.
But we made it home okay. But well, that's good. Yeah. My tip to anybody whose kids are not old enough to drive, is if you're going on the road trip, even if they usually sleep at a certain time, don't assume they will sleep and stay asleep. And the other thing is bring headphones, because the other problem on the way down was it was like 1 or 2 a.m. and we're listening to Dan Carlin's Hardcore History. He has a 5-part miniseries about World War I.
Ooh.
It clocks in around 24 hours.
Oh, my Lord.
We listened to the first part. Unbelievably good. Cannot recommend it enough. I cannot wait to finish it. You have to pay for it. It's not, you don't just search on Spotify. You got to go to Dan Carlin's website, buy it. It was like $15. Totally worth it. Listen to part one. Well, then all of a sudden my son's awake. My wife climbs the back with him. She's trying to get him to sleep. I'm listening to the thing. And then it's like, oh, you're keeping him awake. You got to turn off the audio.
Oh, no.
So I start driving on a back country unlit road in rural Illinois, not seeing any cars for a half hour at 70 miles an hour with no music or sound.
No, the driver, at some point, the driver's comfort takes priority.
Yeah,
even with kids.
No,
it's got to be you're the one who has to stay awake. You're the one who has to drive. It's And listen, I had the same concerns with my family, but yeah, when you're driving, you got to stay awake. And part of that staying awake, well, the good thing, like Molly would always sleep in the car and Debbie can sleep through anything. So it never mattered if they, you know, if I had music or on or was listening to a podcast, they'd be sleeping. But no, you gotta sleep. That's crazy.
Well, I want to emphasize that it was a very fun visit.
And I understand. Listen, we get it. You're a good father and a good husband. You love your family. You had a great time with them. But there are some things that it's okay to be a little selfish about. And it's like, hey, I have to stay up all night. You know.
No, but it was like
the chlorophyll that we brought for chloroform that we brought for the kid and put him out. It's time to go to sleep. I got to drive.
Have
a whiff of this.
We got there and I kept being like, oh, I'm so tired. Oh, you're up all night. Oh, the kid didn't sleep well. And I hope I didn't make our hosts feel like it was like a burden for us to go, because it was a great trip and it was totally worth it. Like, it was just like on the way down, could have been smoother maybe. And that's fine. That's fine. That's life. Everything could be smoother. Wow, everything can be smoother. Except for that Revolution straitjacket that I just bought, which you can buy at Revolution Brewing in downtown Chicago. Hee-haw!
How did you like Wally's?
It's fine. We went in and got water. I mean, I don't know.
Water? You went to Wally's and got water?
New York City. I mean, it was like 10 p.m. and I had two kids sleeping in the car. My wife had to drive two more hours. And she's not a night person. She's usually in bed by 10. So like, and I couldn't drive because I was all Benadryl'd up.
That would have been cool though.
Dude, 3 weeks ago, it was probably 2 months ago. I went to a party and I did so many hard illegal drugs and none of them messed me up as bad as the Benadryl.
That is quite an admission.
Half of that story is untrue, but the Benadryl did mess me up.
Yeah, the Benadryl part.
The Benadryl really messed me up. Like, I was, I couldn't move, dude. Like, I was, like, I couldn't open my eyes. I fell asleep with my contacts in. When I got to Wally's, the only reason I went in was to take out my contacts, because I'm not supposed to.
How'd you like that clean bathroom, though?
Sleep with them. It was fine. It was pretty clean. There's too many pumps. I feel like there's too many pumps there.
No.
Do you need 90 pumps?
Yes.
When are more than four ever in use?
In the middle of the day, you know, it's very, very, very crowded.
You know what I
mean? Yeah, we should have gotten, you know, Mike is right. Maybe you needed some marzipan to counteract that Benadryl.
If I had had some Narcan, I could have shot myself.
You would have traded it for marzipan?
I just would have shot myself up and gotten the Benadryl counteract. Look. It doesn't matter.
All right.
It doesn't matter. It was a great trip, but
doesn't matter.
Traveling with kids can be tricky, and Dan Carlin's Hardcore History is a very, very good podcast. And Kansas City Barbecue Street. And Kansas City's a lovely, lovely, like lovely place. If I knew people there, had family there and had ever been there, like I'd be like, and I had to move somewhere in the Midwest, I'd consider Kansas City.
All right.
I really, really liked it a lot.
Nice. Yeah. Well, I'm glad it was fun.
Yeah.
I think you're underselling Wally's, but maybe you were tired and you were high on Benadryl.
I was I could not even function.
See, because I was surprised you didn't get like 87 different kinds of Mountain Dew. They had it all.
Yeah. One of the places, at Buffalo Wild Wings, on the menu they had Mountain Dew Legend.
What is that?
I don't know, and I didn't look it up, and I'm going to look it up right
you
now.
You didn't order it? You didn't just go, Dew Legend. Give me a shot of that.
No. It is a franchise-exclusive Mountain Dew flavor available since March 2022 at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Really?
Oh, my God. It is a blackberry citrus flavor of Mountain Dew and is a black look, having a comparable tasting flavor and color to that of Mountain Dew Pitch Black.
Wow.
The tagline is Dew charged with blackberry citrus flavor with other natural flavors.
Is natural in quotes?
No. On May 18th, 2022, when Legend released nationwide, a cocktail version called Legendary Long Island was also released. It is Legend mixed with vodka, gin, rum, tequila, triple sec, and lemon sour, served with a lemon wedge, quote, for a bold new twist on a classic cocktail, unquote.
Wow. End quote.
Oh my God.
That sounds good.
I missed out.
Mike says, what's better, Wally's or Bucky's? Bucky's has the edge, no doubt. Wally's is a little smaller version, but Wally's is a fine alternative if you're not in the area where there's a Bucky's. But Bucky's wins just by sheer mass, by sheer force of will. Bucky's will win. Well, it sounds like you had a lovely time. I'm glad the boy got to see many trucks on his ride back. That probably made things much easier for him.
He loved the trucks. Of course he did. It was so much like, we thought he'd be bored or antsy or fussy, but he was happy as a clam.
Yeah, that kid doesn't seem like he gets bored.
Oh, my God.
Like he's got a lot going on upstairs. He's, you know, he could, if nothing else, he could have, I'm surprised he didn't just talk, tell a story about a spider the entire way home. One continuous story, because he's got that kind of mind that he could just go. And there's a lot to see, even if it, for a 2.5-year-old, there's a lot to see. For you and me, it's like, this is boring as hell.
So one mishap happened. All right. So my sister-in-law is doing, they're doing a lot of updates to their house.
Okay.
Put in new hardwood floors, just installed a new bathroom, all this stuff. And they're doing a lot of it themselves. So when you walk in the door, you're right in kind of a big kind of living room area. And there's like four steps up and then it goes into the kitchen. And now it's all exposed. It's all one big room, right? Okay. So you would imagine you walk up the six steps. You walk up the six steps, and then there's the kitchen, and there'd be a railing, right?
Sure. Well,
there's no railing.
Oh, no.
Because they put in the posts. There's three posts there, but they have not gotten the actual railing in because they were still putting in the flooring. So there's no railing, right? And then beneath there is a sectional, a sofa sectional. So if you fall off, like, you land soft, right? It's like a 3-foot drop.
Okay.
Well, there was all three kids are 2 years old. Two 2-year-olds and a 3-year-old.
Okay.
One's a couple months younger than my son, you know, and we're like, well, let's keep an eye on him. Well, apparently something happened to my son. He stubbed his toe or kicked something or hit his, whatever happened. And he gets upstairs and he starts crying and he's like, oh, mommy. So there were people standing in the way for him to run around, to the kitchen, to the main kitchen part.
Right.
So he just bolts straight across and just tanks down the sectional. So he's already upset about something. And it's like, oh, mommy, daddy. He runs across and dives. I'm in the bathroom and my wife is feeding my daughter. So we're gone. Oh. We're just not. She's down the hallway. Oh. I'm down the hallway. We're occupied. None of us know this is happening. And he's specifically looking for us. That was the one little, but I think that was the day he was really tired. So like,
yeah, that doesn't sound like that much of a mishap.
No, really. No, he was fine, but
he wasn't wounded.
No, I do have a good video. I'll show you the video next time I see you of, it's him and the two cousins who are the 2 and a 3-year-old girl. And one of the girls is sitting on the floor coloring. One of the girls is sitting at a little table coloring. And he's holding three trucks, smashing them against each other, screaming, narrating what's happening. Oh, and then he went, crash, crash. No one's making a sound in this room except my son. It's just like on another level.
Oh, he's got that toddler boy energy. He's jacked up.
You can tell the boy energy. And then
now, were you sharing your energy drinks with him? Is that why he's all jacked up?
He a little bit of monster. Yeah.
Who does? Yeah.
Yeah. But that's because he had to drive.
Right. What, you going to drive drowsy? No, jack them up.
Right.
Let's go. Put the pedals, put some blocks on the pedals, and let them go. He likes cars and trucks and trains, you know. But I've seen how he deals with cars and trucks, and you would have been totaled out in about a minute and a half. He'd just find something to slam into.
That's true.
You know, just a theory. They have Hard Monster now, too. Have you had Hard Monster?
No.
That's what my wife used to call me. Back when we were first married. Not anymore.
Oh, my God.
Now she just calls the authorities. good, Bowden.
All right. We got one more thing we got to get to.
Yeah, and this is long, but it's – so we may –
Oh, just, no. I'm sorry. I didn't know it was long.
Well, it's – trust me. It's a saga that will continue into next week.
Ooh.
Yes, it will continue into next week. But it has entailed Debbie sleeping at my mom's house Thursday night and Friday night, me sleeping at my mom's house Saturday night, Debbie sleeping at my mom's house last night and working from there today. My mom had a cataract surgery on Thursday. And I will, this is all I'll say about this because it's still going to be going on next week. So their second one's coming up. So I could tell the whole thing. But I had said to her, you know, Debbie had said to me, who's going to, you know, does your mom need help? And I said, well, I'll be there Thursday, you know, surgery day. I said, but maybe since you work from home, maybe you and Molly can go work from the house on Friday. And I said that to my mom. She goes, no, I don't need anybody. Why would I need somebody at the house? I was like, I don't know, because they're cutting into your eye. Maybe that'd have something to do with it. No, I don't. Okay. So the surgery was Thursday. Wednesday night, I get a call. I just went to the doctor for my pre-surgical appointment. And apparently, they say I need to have somebody at the house with me Thursday night and Friday night. And I'm like, yeah, really? Okay. So I had work, you know, day and night. I had taken Thursday off from both jobs so I could take care of my mom on Thursday. And Debbie was like, well, I'll come out Thursday night after work and I'll just stay there and I get up and I'll go to work. Okay. So then I don't want to get into the whole thing because it's late, but my mom has to take eye drops. This is why we had to keep staying. This is why now she's going to Michigan tomorrow for a week because she has really bad arthritis and she can only lift her arms like this far. So she can't get her head back and her arm up far enough to do the eye drops. And we tried a couple different times and she can't do it. She's trying to push one arm and hold an eye and she's almost poking her eye with the thing. And we're like, Debbie's freaking out. You're going to poke your eye and then you're going to undo all the good that the surgery did and all this. So somebody had to stay with her to give her the eye drops four times a day. And we stayed until today. Debbie gave her the four doses for today and then came home. My aunt's taking her to the doctor tomorrow. So my aunt's going to give her the two doses and then she's going to Michigan to my brother's house and, you know, she'll stay there for a week. So it's been something because you know how much your son likes to talk nonstop. Yeah. Imagine that from an 86-year-old woman. Now your son's stories change a lot. Not so much my mom's.
Yeah. Not so much your mom.
Not so much my mom. So, there's a lot to it and, it'll all still be there next week. When, you know, just a lot. So, but she's fine. You know, she could see, which is great. And, you know, they'll do the next one, a week from Thursday.
Okay.
The other eye. And then we'll repeat this whole cycle and it's, I slept in my boyhood room Sunday night or Saturday night.
So wait, what? How is the saga continuing if she's going to Michigan?
Well, because she'll come back from Michigan and have the other surgery. So next Monday, I'll be able to. All right, designed overnight. I got to check this. Mike sent a link because Debbie was going to Walgreens to pick up something for my mom, and my mom goes, I need you to go into Walgreens. Don't just drive through. Because I want you to go in and ask if there's some sort of contraption that I get. That was the word you used. Some sort of contraption that I can use to put the drops in myself. And I tried to explain to her, Ma, a lot of people have trouble putting in eye drops and they have full mobility of their arms. You, like my grandma, her mom, had really bad arthritis and could only get her arms up about this high. I said, so it's not nothing to be embarrassed about that you can't put the drops in, but, you know, so somebody's got to help you. No, there must be a contraption. I said, so did you ask? Debbie goes, no, I didn't even ask. Okay.
All right. I'm looking at the contraption that Mike dropped in the chat, and I have so many questions.
Let me see. Eye drop.
My main question is, why did you have this link available so quickly and so readily? which is always my question when someone has something very specific they share. I'm sure there's a very specific reason. Oh my God,
I'm ordering this tonight.
It's basically a pair of glasses, but with a strap and two eyedroppers connected to it.
Well, yeah, it's got holes so you can put the drops in anywhere that you need to. There's a video. I got to watch the video. It says using eyedrops was never this easy until now. See, but the problem is that's fine, but it's, she still has to get her arm up there, which that may be the issue. Because I think she needs like a selfie stick and some sort of something to hold the bottle where she can, you know, it'll come out and we can adjust it like a selfie stick and she can hold that up and then it'll squirt back. Because somebody told her before the surgery, oh, you can just stand in front of a mirror and put them in. And I watched her try to do that standing in front of a mirror. And the you can't stand like this straight up and put an eye drop in. That's not how it works. So the drops were just running down her face.
Yeah. Okay. So Mike apparently just Googled it. That's fair.
That is fair.
But it would have been really funny if he was just like,
oh my God, oh, yeah, there's one that just clips to your nose. That's an eyedrop helper with free travel pouch.
Here's a world you never thought you would step into.
You know what? I never thought I would experience it. And I really wish I didn't have to. But perhaps we'll just, that's what we're doing. I'm going to just clip it onto her nose and leave it on there for a week and see. All right. My brother, if my brothers are listening to this, they're going, you better order one of those damn things so mom doesn't have to cover. We just clip this thing to her nose. She can walk around. It's like not the one that Mike did, but underneath where it says usually bought together. This is just, it clips to the bridge of your nose and the bottle just hangs over your eye. It's like a gerbil bottle. And all she'd have to do is squeeze it.
This is a rabbit hole I am not comfortable going down at this point in my night.
Well, it's very late, but I like this one with the travel pouch and the nose clip. I'm going to have to look into this more.
The travel pouch.
I will give you more updates and why she thinks we're trying to put her in a home, even though we are not. So, yeah, all of that. But, yes, it's late. You've been traveling and, yeah.
And doing Benadryl.
And doing Benadryl. Well, get yourself some marzipan and keep it close just to make sure you're all right. That's it. I got nothing else for tonight. I'm done.
There was a lot in here. We'll have more next week. Thanks for joining. Thanks for watching. Like, comment, subscribe. Tell one friend about the show because that's literally the only marketing we have. If you like us, we don't care about reviews. Neither does Apple. We don't care about anything, really. We're nihilists and yeah, we just believe it's all for nothing. But if you tell people about the show, we can get sponsors and start to tell you about products that you don't need. And that would make me happy.
Nose clipped eyedroppers. We're brought to you by ExactDrop. ExactDrop. Make your eyeball look like a gerbil.
Instead of paying monetary for the show, give us a one. Text one friend. Here's what you do. Text one friend a link to the show. And say, hey, watch this. And then send us a screenshot of the text and you'll be entered to win a shout out on this show.
Wow. A contest.
You'll actually just get the shout out straight up.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we'll give you a shout out. Thanks, Screen Guys. We appreciate that.
Thank you,
Marta. Thank you, Mike. Everybody, all the usual suspects who are always here. We appreciate that. Yeah. So what Cody said, he's the social media maven.
I'm tight.
You are tight. You are tight because you're all wound up on the drill. Yeah. All right. I'll talk to you next week. Cody will talk to you next week.
Bye. You know.